Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, the Ben and Skin Show, live from Surprise, Arizona. It is everybody's favorite Ranger, Ranger shortstop Elvis Andrews. How you doing, Elvis?
How you doing, man? I'm doing great.
Doing good, man. We appreciate you.
That's a good one right there.
That's good right there. Hey, man, we're enjoying the vibe out here. We noticed that in the clubhouse, Chris Woodward mixed things up. He's got pitchers next to position players. Dogs and mailmen are friends. Everybody's hanging out, having a great time. So the chemistry seems to be fantastic out here this season. At least that's what we've noticed in our week. Are we accurate with that?
Oh, yeah, man. You hit it right there. It's been amazing. It's been a really refreshing spring training so far. I mean, you can see it from the, you know, the young guys' standpoint. You know, they're playing relaxed. And, you know, I think everything you see in the field, you know, is a reflection of everything is going on in the clubhouse. So, I mean, it's been a pretty good one so far. I think the best part is coming up, which is, you know, the last 2-3 weeks before the season. But, I mean, so far it's been amazing, man. Everybody's, you know, doing their job. Everybody's playing hard, bringing good energy. And like you mentioned, it's been an amazing vibe.
It feels like a lot of you guys feel like, you know what, this team is way better than people think we're going to be. Like you guys, and it's not just like the thing you say at the beginning of camp or whatever. It's like guys genuinely have a good feeling about what this team can be. You've been through a lot of these. You're kind of like the young old man now, right? You've seen all this stuff a million times.
That was the first time I hear that one. I like that. I hate when they start calling me veteran, and I was like, what?
No, yeah, you're the young. You're still a young man. No,
there we go.
But you've seen a lot of this.
Yeah.
And so you know what a camp is going to be like and what the season ends up being like. But I don't know. It just feels like that you guys think that y'all are a lot better than people are giving y'all credit for.
I believe so, man. I think that we have an amazing team. I mean, besides staying healthy,
right,
we know we have an amazing ball club. One of the things that I love the most is our rotation. I think it's been a while since we have – there's a lot of innings, you know, in our mm-hmm. rotation. It's a lot of veteran guys. They know how to go to work out there. They know what to do out there, which I think is going to be a lot – it's going to be better for the team. But I love it, man. From top to bottom, I think that it's going to be a – it's gonna be a challenge for the other ball clubs to come to Texas and beat us, you know, on a regular basis. So I mean, really happy. I mean, at the same time, we're trying to create our culture. I think it's like, you know, it's a new time in Texas, and it's a lot of great things gonna happen. So we're just trying to, you know, stay in that range. Don't go too out of ourselves. That's what I'm trying to get everybody. Just, you know, let's keep working the way we're doing it. You know, striving, you know, little by little, and believing that, you know, when the season starts, we're all going to be ready.
So, yeah, obviously you've been trained by the best with Michael Young and Adrian Beltre. You know, it seems like you guys are all so close, and now they're gone, and it's your team, and you're the leader now. And so I'm just curious, do you kind of just wait and let that come to you, or are you more vocal, or are you just trying to be yourself and have fun?
Well, from the other two that you mentioned, for sure I'm the vocal guy.
That's right. That's a great point.
Yeah, I love to talk. Yeah, and that was something that I was like, well, that's something that I don't want to change. I talk, you know, through my elbows every day, and it's something, you know, it's being myself. So one thing that they both tell me is that don't change. Don't try to do, you know, more stuff or trying to overdo stuff that you haven't done in your career. And that's something that I see that way. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be Michael. I'm not going to be Adrian. I wish I can be one of them. I think that as a player, as a dream, you know, become, you know, Michael, you know, Adrian Beltre. But I have to be myself, man. I enjoy being myself. I think I've, you know, throughout my career, I make a lot of guys, you know, feel comfortable. And for me, I'm big on that. You know, if you're comfortable, if you're relaxed, you're going to play the best. If you play the best and we connect that, you know, the 9 guys that we're in the field, it's going to be good results. So that's what I'm trying to do this spring training. Don't try to be a you know, like a lot of people are calling me, you know, the leader of the team, because I'm not. I mean, there's, you know, it's Chu, it's Balkes, Chavi, Lin. There's so many guys in the ball club that are bringing a lot of energy and a lot of different things to the team, to the table, that, you know, it's about to add, you know, to be positive and pulling, you know, the string, to the right way, to the postseason, to the World Series. That's what we're looking, that's what we're aiming. So, I mean, when people ask me about that, I'm like, well, it's not about me. I mean, it's about the team. It's about, you know, we all come and we all think and do the same thing, and then, you know, trying to find the same result, which is winning.
You may not, this may not sink in until April. Maybe it has, but you mentioned Beltre. He ain't around anymore, man. Is that weird for you?
It is weird, yeah. Man. And I didn't know how weird it's going to be until, especially, I start playing, which I'm happy because that's Drupal, you know, a pretty cool guy, mm-hmm. and we can rely a lot. But it's different, man. I mean, play with Adrian for the last 8 years, and he's tough, you know. We were used to each other. But, I mean, he's, you know, it was a time for him. I mean, I knew that he was not going to play until 100 years old, which is kind of close to that age. But it was, you knew it was coming. I knew it was coming, and, you know, really happy that, he's ready for the next chapter of his life, and he's enjoying it, you know, with his kids and his family. But it's going to be missed, not only for us. I think baseball is going to miss him. I mean, he was a unique character, unique baseball player, and then, you know, guys like him, you don't see him too often.
So have you tried to touch his Drupal's head yet, or done anything on a pop fly? Have you faked like you're going to catch it or anything?
No, we haven't. There haven't been too many fly balls. Our rotation has been really tight. It's either weak ground ball or strikeout. So that's that's what I'm looking for this year. No more fly balls and lat drive.
See, that's why you're excited about this team, right?
Yes.
These guys are doing this. Talking to Elvis Andrews here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I've noticed, so when you're here, you see the guys are always wearing Ranger gear, and you come in, you're done for the day, very casual, I'm assuming maybe you showered, and you're wearing cowboy gear. Got some Dallas cowboy gear, man.
I have to, man.
Have you become a pretty big cowboy fan?
I am, man. I have my jersey. I bought my kid a jersey, my wife a jersey. I need to find something for my little girl. But I'm a big Cowboys fan, man. I'm watching every game at home because there's too many people. And that Jumbotron gave me a headache. But, yeah, man, especially the last 2 years, it's been exciting. I think that we haven't get there, you know, to Super Bowl yet. But, you know, you see everything is coming along for them, too.
Man, you've made so many spectacular plays for the fans in Arlington over the years, and so many more spectacular plays to come. I always wonder about this, about the defensive player who's capable of making the highlight reel play consistently. You make it the first time, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that. And then you do it like 30 more times, and they're like, oh, that's a routine spectacular play. Do you ever find yourself like diving, come up, making a play, and you're like, wait, where?
Where's the love?
Do you ever find yourself like, hey, that was a tough play? We're used to you making those
plays. Well, that's how it is now, man. Like you mentioned, when people get used to this, like, oh, yeah, routine play. I'm like, no, man. Like, that's how, you know, that's in a sports center. That's an MLB Network top play. And you see all their kids doing it now. And he's like, wow. I was like, I did the same play. But it's okay. You got to get used to it. You know, the love is there. They're showing it in a different way.
Right.
But no, they just, I mean, they've been seeing the same play for 10 years. So, for sure, if I was a fan, I'd be like, yeah, I've seen it too many times.
Okay, so listen, this is where we're going with this. This is why Ben brought this up. So, Ben and I have both been with our wives over 20 years, long time.
The same play.
Well, making the same play. That's what I'm saying. You got to remember, 5 years from now, you can't walk through the door. You got to be, oh, honey, I still love you. I want you to know that. You got to give her the love and don't just accept her routine greatness as routine.
Well, yeah,
greatness.
You find a way to do another play.
Yeah,
That's what we're working on. That's, you know, you get a, you know, like a last year I hit my first Grand Slam, so I was new.
That was
really nice. So,
Taster's choice.
So you aiming for that? So because I know people, if I do it a couple more times, they're still gonna be happy about it.
Yeah, you know, you have you had a chance to watch the Mavericks much? Have you seen Luka Doncic yet?
I did. I went 2 times with my brother-in-law. He loved basketball, and he actually invited me twice. And I, because I watch it like TV for sure. I love NBA. But, yeah, when the first time I saw, I went to see the game. Actually, Dirk wasn't playing. And I was like, because, you know,
yeah,
big love for Dirk. Yeah. He's a legend. He's a GOAT.
Yeah.
But I saw, yeah, Luka, and I'm like, wow. Like, okay. Like, he might be, you know, he might not be the fastest guy, but that guy can play.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I thought about you and Adrian watching him play because he plays the game with joy. Like, he looks like he's really having a good time and smiling, and that's a big part of your game as well, right?
Yeah.
Well,
he's a kid, too. He's, like, 19 years old. That's crazy. I'm calling him kid.
You were watching
That's when you know you're getting older.
See, you're the young old man. That's what we're talking
but
about.
But, no, I think, well, every sport, like, I always treat baseball like life. You know, for me, that's my job. But, I mean, I love to do it. When you have passion for something, it's like you guys. Like,
yeah.
You guys are having fun in here. That's the best thing to do when you're working. I mean, you're going to have those tough days. You know, you wake up in the, you know, with the left side of yourself that day. But, I mean, I always believe that being happy or, like, staying that positive mood is my choice. It's not people, you know, it's not somebody's choice or, like, you know, the other car choice. It's my choice. So, why, you know, even if things are not going the right way, I still can believe that. If I, you know, still laughing or still smiling or being positive, I mean, something good is going to end up being. It's like, you know, the law of attraction. You know,
if you're
happy and you give good things going to happen. So
yes.
I'm a big believer of that. And that's why a lot of people sometimes get a little annoyed. It's like, you're always happy. I'm like, no, there's some days that I'm not that happy. But I try to remind myself, you know, if I'm not happy, let's go. Like, I need to find a way to be. And you know, coming back. You know, to Luca, he enjoy it. And, like, when you enjoy what you do, you're going to get better because he's relaxed. You know, that guy can shoot from, you know, from, like, 100 feet.
Yeah.
And he's still making it. So it's been amazing. It's always good, especially now that Dirk is, you know, living, knowing that you have pretty much like a new Dirk.
Yeah,
it's always fun for basketball.
Wait till next year and you see the Porzingis kid, the 7'3 guy they're going to put
know,
him with.
I that guy is huge.
He's the biggest guy in the NBA.
I know.
And he can shoot the lights out. We're talking to Elvis Andrus here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, everyone has a lot of great things to say about Woodward. He's not that far removed from playing. So what are your early impressions of how he's kind of running things here?
Well, he's been really good. I think that best thing of him is what you've seen is the way he is. He's not, you know, he's not going to be those type of manager where he's like, oh, sitting in the throne and just, you know, hey, you do this, you do that. Like, no, he wants to be there with us. He wants to, you know, he's more like a bridge. They're like, you know, like a, you know, father figure manager. And I love it. And especially for now, you know, nowadays in baseball, you know, everything is changing so much. You know, baseball is evolution. It's changing. It's not like an old school sport. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of younger manager. And because it's easy for them to come talk to a young guy or like, you know, hey, I'm with you. All those little things matters a lot. You know, it's not, we wish as a player everything is good and you go 4-for-4 every single day. But it's those days that you're struggling and, you know, it looks like the ball looks like a golf ball sometimes. Those are the times that you need your manager to like have your back and, you know, stop for a minute and call you to the office and like, hey, you know, I got you back. Like, you know, we were you. Those are the special moments that as a player, you know, if that happened, I know the next day I go to the field and I'll kill somebody. Like I'll kill for my manager.
Yeah.
And it's something that started here in spring training. And I think, I mean, he's been doing an amazing job, especially communication has been amazing. Like that guy is, I don't know how he do that. He's like in the left field and then you turn and he's in the other field. I'm like, hey, this guy, like, he has like a machine or something? How he worked so fast? And, you know, you see that in good managers throughout the season and throughout the league. So I think that he had that quality on hand. And, you know, I don't like to pray him too much because he says like when you pray something it might change, but so far it's been amazing, man. And the coaching and stuff, you can see how happy they are too, and you know, when you see the coaching feeling that good and that comfortable, you know, as a player we feel that energy and it makes everything easier.
Elvis, I gotta ask you a question. I need you to promise me you're gonna give me an honest answer.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I think I know where you're going.
You do? Uh-oh.
I don't think you do.
No, no, go ahead.
Question is, are you a power hitter?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask me about my up-down next year. Again.
No.
You've earned
if
that.
If I'm a power hitter, I don't think so. I think I'm a – it's there. I know
can
now.
You just stop. Let me answer this for you. Yes.
You're no, crushing the ball, dude.
Power is there, yes. But I love to hit 300. Yeah, so yeah, I know yeah. that I have to sacrifice power to hit 300. And I mean,
no, I like where you are right now. Hit,
I know if I can hit him out of the park, yes, for sure. Like,
you're doing both now. You're hitting
yeah,
for
well,
a high
that's
percentage. I prefer that.
That's the hardest thing to do, like to do both. I think that's kind of easy to do either hit or homer when you. You know, you put those is that's the toughest one.
Neither is easy, but okay.
It's all relative.
But yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I love the hitter you've become. I love
Thank
the hitter
you.
You've become, man. And you've added all this pop, and you hit for average. And do you feel like you've settled into this is who you are as a hitter now?
Well, I feel a lot better. I think I know there's a lot more potential in me, and it's something that I mean I actually been doing this. You know, driving in the homer for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So I think there's still a room for me to keep getting better. And like, you know, more knowledge that you have, better is and comfortable you're going to be on the box. So I do believe I can, you know, hit more homers or be, you know, hit high average. And it's something that it will never stop from me. You know, for me, I don't have any ceiling. I just want to keep pushing and be the best I can be.
Why don't you tell Gallo to go ahead and hit both, too? It'd be nice if he hit 40 home runs.
Well, you know the homer is going to be there,
right.
So we're working on the average.
Hey, Elvis, thank you so much for the time, man. We always look forward to talking to you,
thank
brother.
Thank you, bro. It's always fun talking to you. You guys are the best.
Awesome stuff. There goes Elvis Andrews. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.